Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm so excited about today's conversation. Y'all, we serve an adventurous God. I believe He loves adventure and calling us to do things that we can't do in our own strength, only through Him, so He gets all the glory. Today, I'm so excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ginger Stocky. Ginger is the author of the new book, Chasing Wonder, and it's out now, and this book is all about looking up and living an adventurous life. Ginger believes that we are our best self when we are living with an attitude that is full of life, wonder, and adventure. But how can we get there? How can we be big dreamers while we're folding 7 loads of laundry? How can we teach our kids to chase wonder when we're all kind of stuck behind screens? Ginger is here to lead the way, and I know that you are going to love our chat today. Today's conversation is all about chasing wonder and how to get started. So friends, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey y'all, I'm so excited to be sitting down with a new friend, Ginger Stocky, and we're going to be talking all about her new book, Chasing Wonder, which I'm so excited about. The book, first of all, I already told Ginger, is beautiful. It's so pretty. But more than that, it's just about chasing these wonders. And before we jump in, Ginger, hi, welcome to the Time for Coffee.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
I'm so excited. We've already been like chatting, so I'm like, oh yeah, we need to hit record. First, what's in your cup? Are you drinking anything this morning?
I am. So this morning, I am not a coffee drinker. I have water in my cup, but normally a hot chocolate drinker, which is a vice because, you know, I wish that I preferred coffee instead of all the sugar of hot chocolate. I have water in my cup today.
Ginger, I'm so excited to talk about your book, Chasing Wonder, but can you tell us a little bit about, like, what does this mean, chasing wonder?
Yeah. Chasing wonder means choosing to live with an attitude that you're going to go full out every day to discover something wonderful in the world. And I believe that those things come through chasing after all that God has for us. And so having that waking attitude that maybe yesterday was rough, you know, we all go through such hard times, and this is not about making life a fairy tale or easier than it really is, because we know that life is hard. But in spite of that, waking up knowing that God's mercies are new every day, and that this day brings with it the opportunity to see more of Him, to encounter something amazing, to see something beautiful, to meet someone new, to learn a lesson. So it's really that attitude and decision to chase after more of God, more of His wonder, and the great adventures that He has for us all the time.
I love that. What has been like your best adventure in chasing wonder, and what has been your like lowest of chasing wonder, if that makes sense? Like the highest of high and the lowest of low.
Yeah. I've had a lot actually of both of those. I've had the opportunity through my work. I work with Joyce Meyer Ministries, and we have an outreach arm called Hand of Hope. So we go all over the world and help people in practical ways and share Christ with them. So as far as the highs, you can imagine the incredible people that I've met. One of the things, and this is such a kind of a strange thing to be a high, but we were in a refugee camp in Paris. And refugee camps, as you can imagine, are really difficult places to be. People have been stripped away had to flee their home with nothing but the shirts on their back. So these families are desperate. And so we were there and we were able to help. And that's what makes it all feel different, is you're doing something that matters in a really hard situation. But this family invited me to come into their home, into their tent, and to share a meal with them. And I was so honored and so grateful, but I did not want to take their resources because I just knew that they did not have very much. So I said, you know, no, thank you so much. And you could just see on their faces, they kept asking. It was important to them that they had this opportunity to give back since we had been helping them. So I sat down on these pillows and cots with them and began the meal. And they passed around this one tiny open can, mostly gone, of some sort of meat product. I don't know what it was, and a single plastic fork. And they passed it around and everybody took one bite. And that was their meal. And I talk about a learning experience, kind of a high of God giving me this little taste of wonder of these people who were so grateful, so generous, showed so much hospitality that they would share what they were rationing so carefully with me. And I'll tell you, it changed my heart. It meant so much. And I was so grateful for that experience that I could have very easily said no to. And then as far as Lowe's, we do see so many hard things. We see so much death and devastation, destruction, natural disasters, war, starvation, just terrible, terrible things. And I do have times that I just question God, and you know, where are you in this? Why aren't you doing something? And so those are really hard times, but I still see them as adventures because God has taught me so much in it. He's taught me, after I'm calmed down enough to listen to him and not be quite so mad, that he is still there and that his heart is breaking with theirs and with mine, and that he loves so much, and that this was not his desire. You know, it's what happens in the world. So that's kind of the highs and the lows, the rough spots, and so many wonderful, great things too. Grandkids. Oh yeah, I got to throw that in. Of course, that's a high of wonder in my life now too.
I love that. That's so good. And it's so true when there's sometimes it's almost like easy to see that when you're like, oh my gosh, what a moment. But there's got to be some barriers too. Like when we're having a bad day and when we're so devastated by our world and kind of the times, I mean, I say the times we live in, but I really do believe, you know, nothing new is under the sun. Like we've seen all this before. What are some things that hold people back from seeing wonder? Like, is it that questioning God and like, hey man, where are you? Like, what's going on here? Or is it our own kind of selfishness in a sense?
There are a lot of things that are barriers between us and seeing that wonder that God has in front of us. And like you mentioned, questioning God, I used to think, and I'm sure that was a barrier for me for a while, but I really discovered that God is big enough for our questions. And so it became something that drew me to God because I didn't stop at the anger. I kept seeking after him. I know I've tried it both ways and it's so much better with God. And so drawing from his love, even through those questions, I learned that's only a barrier if you stop there and let it be. But there are so many barriers. There's pride. That is a huge one. There's fear. So many of us, probably especially through this pandemic, have had fear and anxiety, not knowing what's coming next, and all of these things that we can allow to just stop us in our tracks and keep us from getting out and doing the things or even reaching out to other people. That's another one that could be a real barrier, is that fear of rejection. I don't want to build relationships because what if, you know, you've been hurt before. So there are so many barriers. Comparison, looking at other people's adventures and thinking, you know, I can't do that, or I wish I was like that. The list goes on and on. I talk about a lot of those in the book, but they're really important to know that every one of those barriers are things that we can overcome with God's help.
Yeah. And Chasing Wonder is all about adventure, and writing a book is a very big adventure. So I'd love to hear where Chasing Wonder came from your own life before it was a book.
Yeah, you're right. This is my first book. I've written all my life. And I knew even when I was in college a few years ago that I wanted, that was one of the things I had on my list. I wanted to write a book. And it wasn't until I was in my mid-50s that I really felt this burden that there was something else that God had for me and I needed to start doing it. And so I started one day when I was bored on a plane, making a list of adventures that I had in my life and amazing things that God had allowed me to see and people to meet and be part of. And I just started doing that because I wanted to create memories and I wanted to be grateful. And so making a list like that is a great way to stir up your gratitude and make sure you don't forget those important things. So that's where it started. And then as I began just talking with friends and people about these things, they're like, wow, you know, you need to share that, or even more, I wish I could have those types of adventures.
Yeah.
So the book really came out of those questions because I believe so strongly that we all are destined to have adventures with God, to see his great wonder. But it's not going to be my adventure. It's not going to be your mom's adventure or that person on social media. It's going to be your very own. God has tailor-made specifically perfectly for you. So you might hear that, you know, I went paragliding or that I slept in a hut full of spiders on the Zambezi River and think, oh no, you know, that is not for me. Absolutely, you're right. If that is not for you, don't do it. Find what is for you because God has put passions and talents in you that will lead you to your adventures. So that is really my desire behind this book, is to open up the reader's world to their own adventures.
Yeah.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Hey, I want to break in real quick to tell you about a company and a product that I absolutely love. I've always loved having my nails done, and I really prefer to do them at home because, you know, like cost and convenience and all. I've used everything from the high-end polish to the nail stickers to press-ons, and they've all just missed the mark for me. Until now. Last year, I found Olive & June. Olive & June is a nail company that teaches you how to give the perfect at-home mani and pedi. They want you to feel beautiful, and they give you the perfect tools and polish to do so. They want you to have the best-looking hands and toes out there. Their nail polish is top-notch, and I personally had manicures last well past 10 days with little to no chipping. And don't even get me started on my pedicures. They last forever. I mean, come on. Their cuticle serum has stopped me from anxiously picking at my hands, and their nail strengthener has changed the shape of my nails. With some of the best, brightest colors, really any polish color that would ever fit your fancy, think that you would really like Olive & June. If you want to check it out, head to oliveandjune.com, and for 20% off your order, use code JeanetteT20. That's JeanetteT20, the number 20. Let me know what colors you pick, or if you need any help choosing, hit me up in DMs. I'll help you. Okay, now back to this week's episode. Okay, without giving too much of the book away, because we want people to go buy the book and read the book and all of those things. And I love adventure. I'm a big fan of like chasing like those dreams and goals that God has for us. But it wasn't until I was a little bit older, it was probably maybe 10 years ago, that I realized I could dream for myself and not only parent my children or stuff like that. And it actually came from like just that self-helpy world, which is great. And it served a purpose for me. But at the same time, it was very, very self-serving and not outward focused until, you know, God and I had like a come to Jesus moment, for lack of a better word. But I just didn't realize that we could dream big dreams or chase wonder. So how do you teach people to do that? Like what is your best advice of like, yeah, that sounds great and having an adventure is awesome, but like I got 7 piles of laundry out there to fold. Like, how can I chase wonder?
Right. I have definitely been there. I'm actually still there. I have so much going on. I have a big job. I have a family that I love and care about. There are always so many things to do. And I remember when my children were little, having that feeling of I'm just spinning, I'm just running, trying to get everything done. And it hit me one day that I did not want to miss these special little moments of wings of love from God that he was giving me, the wonder that he had all around me. And my children were such a big part of that. And it's easy as a young mother, especially, or when your kids are young, to be way too caught up in the, what if I don't do this right? Or what if I don't check this thing off my list? Or what if I forget to pick them up from school, whatever it may be, that our lives get very caught up in that. And so there's a scripture where, remember when Mary and Joseph lost Jesus? He disappeared for several days. He was young, and they found him, and they said, "Where have you been?" And he said, "You should have known I'd be in my father's house." Well, the verse that really blew me away, because I would have been like, "You were where? You should have been here."
Yeah.
And it says, but Mary treasured these things in her heart. She pondered on them, and she was creating memories. So instead of that bad thing that we remember that time I lost Jesus, it becomes, remember that time when we started to see who Jesus was going to be in his ministry. And so I really encourage everyone to start taking those specific opportunities, even if it's one time a day, to soak in some sort of wonder that God has in your life, whether it's that little tiny hand on your cheek that just fills you with warmth, or it's something at your work where you're so frustrated, but a coworker helps you out, or a beautiful sunset that you see at the end of the day. If we can begin to take those steps where we say, in the midst of it all, I am going to purposefully look for what God is showing me and celebrate it, not move past it without even acknowledging it. Be grateful for it, remember it, create a memory. I think that's a really great place to start. And there are so many things beyond that, but we have to start somewhere. Start small. It makes a difference.
It sure does. And I think it, like what you're saying, is just beyond like that gratitude list, right? Sometimes like we're very like focused on like, we're going to be thankful and grateful. I'm going to write this down, because sometimes we write it down and move on to the next day. And I think that what you're saying is like, let's meditate on that. Like, I grew up in Alaska, and the mountains are so stinking majestic there. And I would drive every day to work or whatever, and I would think, man, you are the God that created the mountains. Like, these mountains are your masterpiece. Like, they are your handiwork. And now living in Texas, I'm like, I sure do miss those mountains, because they're, I mean, aside from like Texas being beautiful in its own way, it's hard to find some beauty here in the scenery, I will say.
I get it.
But there's those moments of like the sky being painted so beautifully, and it's like, you are such an artist, God. Like, you create so much beauty. And if I think this is beautiful, I can only imagine, one, what heaven is going to be like. And two, I can only imagine what you think of me, your masterpiece. And so there's just like, there's those chances to ponder. It's more than just writing down a list of five things you're thankful for. It's it's opportunities to really look at our God and say, like, man, you're doing something great here.
Yeah. And the next step is exactly what you said about giving yourself the permission to dream, giving yourself permission to say, okay, God, I don't know what you have for me, but I trust you that it will be something good. And I'm going to go with you on this journey. Because I think a lot of us have, our lives have kind of gotten smaller and smaller. We are so busy with other things, whether it's the pandemic or just life not going the way you want it to, heartbreak, whatever it may be. Opening that up so that your world gets bigger again, because our God is so big. So if instead of thinking, and I know how easy this is, I've done this, it's me. I know God can do this for someone else. I don't know if he can do it for me, or if he wants to do it for me. Well, if we believe the truth in the Bible, God does have it for everyone and wants it for everyone. A life of purpose, a life without regret, a life that opens up other people's world to Him, a life of joy. You know, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So taking that next step now, like you were saying, and dreaming for what God has for you and allowing Him to begin to bring that into fruition in your life.
And sometimes that's hard. And sometimes it is like, you know, I'm going to like, my next dream is to launch these little arrows that I call children. Like, that is the biggest dream. Like, launch them well. Or like, okay, God, I really want to write this book. Like, let's write this together. Like, your words, your will. So I love that. Yeah. I think that's so good. And sometimes I just feel like sometimes dreaming is hard. Like, even as like a, like I'm a pretty natural dreamer now, but before it was hard because it was, you just sometimes get stuck in like, well, yeah, like that's good for somebody else, but like, look at where I'm at right now. Or, yeah. I could never, you know, like we kind of put limits on God like that.
Exactly. That's very true. We do put those limits on God because there are no limits for who God is Himself, but mm-hmm. we live in this finite little world, you know, where it's what's in our head and it's in what we think we can see or what we think we can do. And even that first step of saying, okay, God, I know that my vision is limited, but yours is not. So help me to see for myself what you see for me. And then beginning on those adventures that are not the adventures that most people think about. You know, it may not be always that big vacation that you've dreamed of or writing a book or whatever. It may be an adventure of compassion, an adventure of reaching out to someone else with the love of God, or an adventure with your kids of going outside and saying, okay, together, let's find something really cool. Let's find this wonder and then talk about how God created it. So start with those small things, because that's how God builds our trust. We kind of flex those faith muscles, and God shows us, oh, these little things have worked really well and I'm enjoying this. I can trust God with more. I can take more steps. And that's where we do begin to be equipped, I think, to dream bigger, to believe bigger from God. It's a process. It is not, it's not a big jump.
Yeah. And I love that, like, bringing our children into that is teaching them to trust. It's building those little foundational blocks for them that they, when they are older, that it's just going to be this natural, like, oh yeah, this is what we do. This is, it's kind of just, like teaching our children to pray, you know, it's something like you talk to God and we chase wonder, we chase adventure. And we know that God's an adventurous God. I mean, nowhere in the Bible is it like, and they were bored. No.
That is very true.
I love thinking about that. No, yeah, they were never like, okay, well, I guess I'll just hang out now. It's like, part of our testimony is when God was calling us out of Alaska, I like very clearly heard Him say like, hey, how you doing? How are you doing? I'm like, I'm so good, God, thanks. I'm so comfortable. I just feel great. Like, this is awesome. And He was like, cool. So I didn't call you to be comfortable. Like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, I love those conversations that we have with God like that. And you're exactly right. Your back and forth with God sounds so much like mine.
Very often He's like, hey, bro, what's going on? I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. What can we do, or what boundaries can we put in place with social media as we chase wonder? Because I think that there's a big comparison trap and loop that we can get into when we see other people's highlight reels and when they're chasing these big God-sized dreams and we're chasing small wonders. Like, what is something that we can do there?
That is a really great suggestion, because it's so easy to sit and scroll and scroll and look at everybody else's life. And first of all, think that like you said, they're their highlight reels. First of all, to think that they are living perfection when no one does. We all know that no one is. So that comparison is so detrimental to our spirits. It just pulls us down. And, you know, you can look at a post and be waiting on likes. And if you don't get enough, you feel bad about yourself. And you think, well, maybe God doesn't have big things for me because, you know, people really don't care. Things aren't happening. Yeah. I'm not that important, whatever it may be. So barriers for social media is great. If you can change your mindset, that's really so important. The way you think about it, the way we think is where we end up going. So if you think about it that way and dwell on those thoughts, then it's going to lead you nowhere good. If you can change the way that you're thinking about it, be happy for other people, realize that's not their whole life and live your life and be happy, then that's a good thing to do. But if you cannot do that, and I completely understand that, sometimes we have to put these barriers around ourselves to help us.
Yeah.
You know, think about who you follow. Be careful who you follow. And it may not be because there's anything bad on that one. It's just because it's not good for your soul or how much time you spend on social media, what you allow yourself to dwell on. We all need to get out into the real world to really see God's wonder. And so that's one thing I encourage people to. I really believe in the creativity of God being out for me in nature, whether it's hiking, like you said, with the mountains. I love all that. For you, it may be something very different, but find that place that you see God's wonder and spend a little bit more time there and maybe less on social media.
For sure. For sure. I'm a big believer that we live our books and then we get to write our books. And then God counsels us again over our book. And our friends and listeners know I call it keyboard counseling because we're like being counseled over this keyboard as we write. What is something that like was a keyboard counseling moment for you while writing this book?
Oddly enough, when I was writing this book, I was writing about chasing wonder and going through one of the most difficult years I can remember in a long, long time. Our family was just facing a lot of different things. And you go through those seasons where it's just one thing after the next, and you're like, what is happening? You know, why is this time so hard? And it was, you know, facing illnesses and losses and disappointments and really scary things. And my father was going through cancer and just so many things. And so in writing this book, it definitely was therapy for me. It was really a time of looking at the hard times in my life and God asking the question, will you even chase after me if I don't give you what you want? Will you even chase after all of the things that I want you to give to other people when you're hurting? And so, you know, I had to wrestle with those questions. Those are big questions. And I did really find ways to still see God's wonder and the good things around me in those hard times, but it was not easy every day. I believe in the importance of it. It's what got me through, and it's what changes our outlook and the way we think in our world, but it was not easy. But the other thing that I think you'll love about this is releasing a book. After you write it, you think all, you know, yay, all the work's done. Releasing a book is a little bit of work too. So through this process, I've been really busy. And I found myself doing the exact opposite of what I am telling everybody else to do in this book. I was so caught up in the treadmill of all of these different things that I had to get done to make this book a reality and missing or not celebrating, maybe that's the best way to say it, not focusing on the wonderful things that were happening. I get to meet amazing people like you and sit down and talk about this thing that I'm so passionate about, share it with wonderful people who are all having coffee together with today. And I love that. I don't want to overlook that. I got to have a a Bible study on the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. And I was wow, I want to celebrate this instead of thinking, oh, I have so much to do. How am I ever going to get it done? And then the other thing is just celebrating all the people who've come around me and helped me through this. So we can choose our focus. We can get very wrapped up in everything that's happening. And the things that we're not getting accomplished, that we're disappointed in ourselves in, or we can focus on the great things that God is bringing us. And so, yeah, that was a big shift that I had to make just a couple weeks ago in working through all of this. So I love that God is always teaching me and always teaching all of us.
That's awesome. And it's kind of like when you're when we pray for patience, we like get opportunities to be tested with patience.
That's a dangerous
one.
And so
it's like that. It's like you're preaching this lesson and you're telling people chase wonder, like go for it, adventures, and then you're like, oh, I just can't even anymore. So I love that you took that as a opportunity to learn and grow instead of a moment where it could have probably like tarnished your book release. Like it's hard. It is hard work. Writing is not the end. Editing is not the end.
No. I'm so excited for the adventures that I believe God will walk other people into through this. That's what I'm really, really looking forward to, is what he does in your life, what he does in so many lives as these things come to life for them. I think there will be many new ministries that come out of it, many children who grow up with happier parents, and just a lot of good things. So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
I love that. That's so exciting. Because you're right, like our obedience spurs on others' obedience.
Yeah.
And like that's just a beautiful thing. It is so exciting. Okay, what is it time for? You're celebrating, you're launching all these things, but what else, if there is anything else, what is it time for in your own life right now?
It's a time for me to do some very different things. I have to learn to slow down a little bit, and this is a little bit of a time for me to do that, not for the next few weeks, but I have two grandchildren that live in different states, and of course, daughters and son-in-laws. And I am finding ways to make margin in my life so that I can have the time to share their wonder. I've had so many wonderful adventures, and I know there are many, many more, but I can't wait to see the wonder in the eyes of my grandkids and in my children as they continue to do what they're doing, even as adults. So I think the time for me right now is to keep doing what I'm doing, and I can't wait for the other things that God will bring for me, but is also to soak it up from what is happening in the lives of people I love. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I love that. That's so exciting and so so fun. Like, because it's one thing to chase wonder for yourself and to kind of like see God for yourself, but it's another thing to see God through the eyes of your children and someday I hope to see God through the eyes of my grandchildren, but also to like pass on these stories and these adventurous things that God has taught you so much. Whereas like you're telling all of us, and that's great. And we appreciate your obedience in that, but there's some real cool obedience in seeing God move in your family. And that's like, talk about wonder. Like that's going to be beautiful.
No, you're exactly right. I'm so grateful and so excited about it. And it's easy to get caught up in that treadmill of still doing what you've been doing and miss those things. And so, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm so excited. Ginger, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This was such a fun conversation. Man, this was just so great. Thank you so much for writing this for us.
Oh, thank you. I've really had fun getting to know you a little bit too. You're a fun person. It's been awesome. And thanks for sharing about the book. That means a lot.
Okay. Are you inspired? Are you ready to chase wonder? I love that we serve a God that has created so much beauty around us. Friend, look up. Let's go chase it. Ginger's book is out now, and you can find it in the Amazon storefront, which is linked in the description of this podcast, or you can go to my Instagram bio and click the link under book recommendations. Okay, I'll see you next week when it's time for coffee.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.